They're calling it the Great Resignation. The number of people quitting their jobs has hit a record high. Now, here's the big question I always have. Well, how are these people making money? Where are they going? Do they have new jobs, or are they just quitting and, like, living at home and watching TV? Paul Davidson is the economics reporter at USA Today. Paul, what is happening out there?
Yeah, I guess just to clarify, it sounds like when you say millions of people are quitting, that they're just sort of fed up and they all quit their jobs all en masse. They are quitting. But most of the time when people are quitting jobs, they do have new jobs. So, you know, probably there's this impression that lots of people are just up and leaving. Now, that is happening to some extent, but I think basically you have lots and lots of job openings out there, like close to a record number of job openings, in a lot of cases for more money than what people are making now. And so people have lots of choices. They're just kind of switching jobs in most cases.
All of my friends that have been unhappy with their jobs have gone on, I swear to you, one interview, and they get the job. Where I remember for years, they would go on multiple interviews,
right,
and they'd keep their fingers crossed.
Right.
Yeah, and then it would take all this time. I mean, one of my girlfriends, she went to apply to be like a nurse because she wanted to leave the ER. They hired her on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
On the spot. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you never hear about things like that.
Yeah, I mean, now is a great time. I mean, I've been covering this industry, I don't know, for at least since 2009. I can't remember a better time. I mean, there have been tight labor markets, but this is sort of an artificially created tight labor market. If you think of the pandemic and all of the havoc it caused with so many people leaving the labor force for different reasons, childcare reasons, industries like restaurants, retail, where you're, you know, more exposed and there are more risks. So employers are kind of desperate. In those industries, certainly, but even in other industries, industries where you can work from home, like sort of, you know, professional service jobs like accounting or legal or whatever. So lots of employers are really desperately looking for employees, and the worker shortages are so severe that it doesn't surprise me that they would hire somebody on the spot like that.
Paul, it sounds like to me it's not only a good time for you to go ahead and make a jump maybe from company to company within your industry and move up that ladder that way, but it also sounds like it might be a good time to jump industry altogether, right? Because there are people leaving these different businesses or out for whatever reasons. It seems like just in general, there's more openings there. The more desperate people become, the more willing they might be to give you a shot in some of these circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. Restaurants, hotels, retail. Some people are concerned about in-person jobs these days. And some people in restaurants have, you know, worked hard for a long time. Some of those people feel like they weren't making enough money, although that's really increased a lot lately. And so, you know, a lot of people are leaving those kind of industries. They're deciding, you know something, I want to do something different. And in some sense, the pandemic gave them time to think. It's sort of a life-changing event, and you sort of tend to ruminate about what you really want. And so you're absolutely right. A lot of people are switching industries or careers, saying, you know, I want something more secure, more stable.
Paul Davidson is economics reporter at USA Today. Thank you so much.
Oh, sure.